As we just heard in Ritu's report, Bangladesh stands out as a country where the population growth rate has fallen significantly in recent years. John Bungartz is vice president of the nonprofit Population Council in New York. What makes Bangladesh such a success story when it comes to population control?
Bangladesh is one of the poorest countries in the world, but it did one thing right, and that is to implement a family planning program. And it did so very early, in the 1970s. There was a great deal of skepticism then, particularly among economists, that such a poor society would want to limit its family size. But in fact, that's what happened. And in late 70s, the government implemented a experiment where they tried the family planning program in one area. And within a year, in the area where the services were provided, 30% of women were using contraception.
And the men went along with it.
That's correct.
Now, let me ask you this. Bangladesh makes an interesting contrast to its neighbor to the west, Pakistan, when it comes to population trends. I wonder if you can make that contrast for us and tell us how it came to be, because until about 40 years ago, they were part of the same country.
Precisely. So they have very similar cultural settings. The key difference for this discussion is that Bangladesh implemented a family planning program, while in Pakistan, no such program was implemented. There has recently been some improvements in reproductive health, but generally speaking, there's twice as many women using contraception in Bangladesh than in Pakistan. And what that means is that in Pakistan, we have many more women who would like to use contraception, but either cannot get to it, or there's social obstacles like families or husbands who object to using contraception.
But I want to know a little bit more about that, because the two countries in recent years have seen a divergence, Pakistan and Bangladesh, when it comes to social conflict and political stability. And I wonder if there is a connection, in your view, between those trends and a country's demographic trends.
I think there is a link, although it's, of course, very difficult to pinpoint a single cause for any phenomenon. But generally speaking, in Pakistan and many other countries where you have a very large young population, Yemen and some African countries come to mind, half the population is under age 18. So the country has to produce schools and clinics and infrastructure and jobs at a very rapid rate just to stay even. And that, of course, is not always successful. So you end up with a large number of young people who are unemployed, unhappy, and that is a recipe for social and political unrest.
So what is the larger lesson to be learned from these two countries, Pakistan and Bangladesh, for other countries?
Well, Africa is now the place where population is growing very, very rapidly, despite the AIDS epidemic. Governments have very often ignored the issue. And we now have countries like Niger or Uganda and others that are expected to double in 20 years. And many of these countries are already on the edge of famine. So this is a recipe for very low levels of standards of living, more famine and more poverty, etc.
So why would any country then, if it feels as though it might be facing famine, if the population grows out of control, why would any country's government not want to take some steps regardless of the pressures?
Take the Ugandan government. The president of Uganda has said that having many Ugandans is a good thing. So there are histories of tribal conflict in these regions where large numbers are seen as a good thing. And the problems that come from very rapid population growth are either ignored or downplayed.
John Bungartz is vice president of the Population Council, which is a non-governmental organization based in New York City. Thank you for your time.
Okay, thank you.